Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of January 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice on Tata Sons' plea against the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal's order declining the Registrar of Companies' request for modification of its judgment in the Cyrus Mistry Tata Sons dispute. Supreme Court has observed that a writ of habeas corpus cannot be invoked for granting plea seeking the premature release of a convicted prisoner. The court observed that it is not for the writ court to decide whether a prisoner is entitled to parole or remission, and these matters lie squarely in the domain of the government. Supreme Court has set aside the order of National Consumer Dispute Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, which directed Star TV and Bharti Airtel to jointly pay punitive damages of 1 crore rupee for alleged unfair trade practice concerning the quiz show Kaun Banega Crorepati. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Jawaharlal Nehru University to file a reply in 2 weeks, in a plea moved by Jawaharlal Nehru University Students' Union, JNUSU, challenging the new hostel manual. Reserve Bank of India has released directions under Section 45W of the Reserve Bank of India Act, 1934, permitting rupee derivatives to be traded in International Financial Services Centres, IFSCs. Karnataka High Court has held that the trial court or special court has to recommend the District Legal Services Authority to decide and award the compensation under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO, Rules, 2012, or the Victim Compensation Scheme, but should not decide the quantum of compensation, itself, which is against the provisions of Criminal Procedure Code, 1973. Madras High Court has upheld the judgment of the Sessions Judge awarding compensation of 1 lakh rupee to the victim who suffered torture, bodily injury and humiliation while in custody. Delhi High Court has directed the Enforcement Directorate to file a status report on its probe into a money laundering case lodged against the officials of AirAsia India whose license has been challenged by Bharatiya Janata Party leader, Subramaniam Swamy. Gujarat High Court has declared that imposition of Integrated Goods and Service Tax, IGST, on ocean freight is violative of the Constitution of India, 1949. Andhra Pradesh High Court has ordered status quo on shifting the state capital from Amravati. The court has directed the government not to relocate any offices away from Amravati till the next hearing on the 26th of February. Allahabad High Court has imposed costs on state authorities for delaying the payment of post-death dues of an employee, for over 24 years. Allahabad High Court has upheld the ruling of appellate authority of advance ruling that Odomos is not a medicine, it is a mosquito repellent and hence 18% goods and services tax, GST, would be applicable. National Green Tribunal has asked Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to submit a compliance report on the status of implementation of the ban on manufacture, sale and use of kite string made of nylon or any synthetic material within 3 months. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has set aside a tribunal order to appoint an interim resolution professional for AirAsia Developers and has allowed the company board to take charge of the real estate developer. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, West Bengal has ruled that input tax credits can be claimed in accordance with the law on the leased goods transport vehicle. Reserve Bank of India has raised the investment limit for foreign portfolio investors in government and corporate bonds, in a bid to bring in more foreign funds to the country. Securities and Exchange Board of India has slapped a fine of 10.7 crores rupees on Jindal Cottage and its 3 officials in a matter related to manipulation in the issuance of Global Depository Receipts, GDR. International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect Rohingya from genocide in a lawsuit launched by the Gambia accusing Myanmar of genocide in violation of Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, 1948.